beer flavored beer.
Yeah, that's coming back around.
There's a reason they've been around for hundreds of years.
Exactly.
Yep. Amen.
Exactly. And they just continue.
Gee, what happened to pastry stouts?
Hey, now.
It's a dark time.
That's something we don't want to talk about. Okay. So again, I feel that this is another brewery that has continued to, you know, do well, and they weren't a flash in the pan, mm-hmm. so to speak. I mean, you know, obviously, if you go and find their IPA, which we've had their IPA many times, we know that it's a classic, blah, blah, blah. But to try a couple of newer offerings, yeah, I mean, they're doing well.
They've always done really good dark beers.
Yes, true, true, true.
That's part of their, I'd say, heritage. Besides their IPAs, their dark beers were fantastic. And this is such a good drinking beer. I can't believe it's 4-something%. Oh, my gosh. I would just crush liters of this.
And that nice, crisp ending is just, it's a nice finish. It doesn't linger. It's just, yeah. Like, to me, that's what a good beer is all about. You know, whiskey, yes, I'd like to have it linger on the tongue a little bit and, you know, and keep the memory alive. But with a good beer, I want to taste it and I want to be done. And I don't want to have any weird aftertaste. And this...
That little bit of chocolate just kind of hangs out.
Yeah.
Just a skosh.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is a super clean finish.
I really want a piece of pecan pie right now.
I don't know why. Being allergic to pecans, do not want pecan pie, but some sort of dessert I think would pair really well, like even just some like homemade ice cream or something.
So do you blow up like a balloon or does it just kill you?
My tongue starts to itch and then it starts to swell and sort of get
blisters. Closes the airway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Well, I'll keep the pecan
pie. Now you all know my kryptonite. So
I'll bring you like buttermilk pie instead.
So here's the thing is Juliana has some pecan extract in the fridge that she's kept for years.
For a rainy
just
day.
Just sort of, you know, just to let me
just
know.
Just in case.
Yeah. I'm so subtle. So great. Okay.
Blink once if you need help.
Yeah, exactly. So what shall we rate?
All right.
Yep. That's what I was thinking too. Okay. So from good people, the Czech Dark Lager is a wonderful 4, a 5 rather. Sorry.
Don't try to cheat.
I mean, when we think of good people, though, they were always the one from Alabama one of a couple that we always just went to.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think way back in the day, good people was definitely considered Alabama's brewery.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and Straight to Ale was strong, but everybody was a good people fan.
Well, and good people, I think, has the highest production, too. Like, of.
Not really anymore. But they definitely were everywhere back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and that I just was like checking in locally. There's still a little bit left of that dark Czech lager at Woodland Wine Merchant.
Ooh,
so, you know, it's good if Woodland has it.
No free plugs. Continued
in a minute.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole nation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows. Or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. How's everyone doing?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
I'm so angry.
Why are you so angry?
Just all the terrible beer we've had so far.
What show are you doing?
Yeah, really. Where are you at?
I'm just over here.
Apparently. Yeah. Okay. Folks,
Roll Tide.
Thanks for...
He's just playing with his buttons.
Isn't he though?
Yes. Wow. That houndtooth speedo may come out after all.
Everyone, thanks for staying with us today. So what we did was we kind of went in the time machine. It went back to a few years ago, or many years ago, and revisited some breweries from Alabama that we have tried and tasted and rated beers on from years ago. Now we're doing an updated version of that. So right before the break, we were talking about Good People. Now we're going to move to Straight to Ale.
And we're also Good People, just for the record.
They are.
Information.
Oh, hello, Reverend Mark.
Whoa. Wow.
What?
No, I'm just trying the thing.
Oh, okay. So we're moving to Straight to Ale.
Pre-gaming.
And as, good old boy Dave is doing, we are going to talk about the Juicy Bunny Pale Ale.
What's the ABV on this dog? Bunny? I mean.
What are you calling me?
It's going to be awfully rough on the beaver, I'm afraid.
So the Juicy Bunny is 6.2% ABV. And let's see.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not telling me about the hops on
it. Big sharp teeth.
Wow. Okay.
Hmm.
So it's kind of soft on the palate while packing a hop-forward aroma punch. They're calling it their version of a New England IPA.
What?
It's not hazy. Nope. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. It is not hazy, but still juicy and tropical fruit-forward hops and citrus notes.
That's true.
Bringing orange, grapefruit, and peach. Wow. Tell me how you really feel, good old boy Dave.
I'm so angry.
Okay.
I'm definitely getting the peach. I mean, there's something a little off about this, though. The bitterness is a little
it's hard, man. Yeah.
There's something that's just not working on this one.
The bitterness kicks in too early, and it stays.
And it stays. And it just
not in a good way.
No.
Yeah.
Aww. I mean,
the aroma is great.
I mean, I've been married 10 years and I haven't had this much bitterness.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
It's got a good flavor through the middle, but then from the middle just all the way through the aftertaste, it's just bitter, bitter, bitter.
Yeah.
And it's not a good bitterness.
It's not going away and it's
nope.
It's kind of bugging me.
Yeah, okay. It's too bad.
I don't like
that. I love these guys. Yeah, but this
I don't
one's
like this beer.
Color wise, is this?
No, man. It's. I don't even know whatever they're saying.
Let's just say it's not New England. It's got just that assertive, aggressive bitterness like an old school stone beer has.
Yeah, this is a West Coast something. I don't even know.
But not.
This is like Green Flash without the caramel malt.
No.
And it tastes to me like they screwed up a beer and threw a bunch of hops in it.
And when I think of Straight to Ale, I think of the Monkey Knot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 100%.
Like, such a good
that
beer.
That was
amazing beers.
Yeah. Yes. You know, that was classy and classic. And then they had the Brother Joseph's Dubel 2 or Double. Yep. And that was nice too. And I just wasn't there?
That is still nice. I had a friend give me a can of the Brother Joseph's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
That double's drinking so good.
Yeah.
And then there was the shot at the devil, shot at the something.
Oh, yeah.
Stout at the devil.
Stout at the devil.
Yeah.
I knew there was devil beers.
I love their tap room. You know, like you say, it's a cool place. Say Yellowhammer's right across the pavilion from them. Like it's a great place to visit.
Definitely worth a visit to Huntsville. Now you can go see the Rockets and drink great beer.
Yeah. The Rockets? Yeah.
Just not this
particular.
Oh, the Rockets. Not the Rockets. Okay, sorry.
Space rockets.
Okay. Well,
what are you going to rate Juicy Bunny?
Which is a cute bunny on the can.
I'm going here, man.
Okay, fine.
It's generous.
It's going to be awfully rough on the beaver, I'm afraid.
The Juicy Bunny, we are going to rate a 2.
Do better. Oh,
and
do
see,
better
I hear down. Juicy Bunny and I think Bad Bunny.
I think the Big Bunny what? Motel.
You know, the guy, the band, the thing, Bad
no.
Bunny.
You don't
no.
know Bad Bunny?
Really? No. You don't know Bad Bunny? How do I know Bad Bunny and you don't know Bad Bunny? I'm not cool.
Maybe he only knows good bunnies. I don't know.
Yeah, yes, I try to associate with only fine, moral, and upstanding
honestly,
bunnies.
Honestly, I mean, as an older Gen Xer, the only way I know what's current is if they played on Saturday Night Live, then I know who they are.
Wow.
And Bad Bunny was on Saturday
yes,
Night Live.
He was.
He's great.
Yes. Okay.
I stopped watching Saturday Night Live about 10 years ago, so that probably would explain. Oh.
So it's a fun cast.
Okay. Moving on, let's go to another beer from Straight to Ale. And this one is called the Chill Pils Pilsner.
Oh, it smells good.
Chill Pils is their take on the most popular beer style in the world. Originally brewed in the city of Pilsen in 1842, which is crazy to think that they were brewing beer back, like, anyways. This style was...
refrigeration.
This style was widely imitated and now makes up 90% of the beer consumed around the world. I can't believe that.
It's a lot of rice.
Yeah, refreshingly crisp and easy to drink. This beer is perfect for any weather. Enjoy while camping, tailgating, barbecuing, or pair with your favorite foods.
I don't know if it's perfect for the dead of winter, but other than that,
this is 4.5% ABV.
Tastes like it's more. This thing has a huge malt backbone. I mean, it's very malty for a Pilsner, but there is a little balance on the bitter side, but I like it. It's an interesting flavor. I'm really curious about what they put in this and especially what hops they use.
It's weird.
It's not a standard Pilsner. If you're thinking you're getting a regular Pilsner, you're not, but I still like it.
Tastes buttery to me.
And they say to pair this with salads and salmon.
I don't know if I get buttery, but yeah, I get like not sour or anything like that, but like almost, I don't even know how to say it, but it's almost like tart in a way to me.
Off.
Yeah.
I'm not getting tart or buttery. I'm just getting a little creamy, very malt forward. I see what you're saying. There's something there, and I don't know if that's a leftover characteristic from fermentation, but...
You don't know if you necessarily don't like it or just sort of like...
Did they mean to do that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did this batch get a little weird?
With that last beer, you know, now that I'm tasting this one, I'm like, dang, man, is something going on? Like, is this what they were shooting for? And it's not because this one, like the last beer, I did not like. This one, I actually kind of like the flavor. But trying to wrap my mind around it just being a Pilsner is where the conflict is happening.
Yeah, I think they could just call this an American lager and we'd be okay.
And maybe it's rice or something. Maybe that I'm tasting or I don't know, but it's there's something.
Honestly, it's got some of the flavors those old school American lagers have. Like I'm thinking
hams,
PBR.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Old school, old style. It's got that old school American flavor to it where it just, there's a little something there. You're like, what am I tasting here? But yeah, I'm going to keep drinking it. Cause you give me a six pack of old style. I'm going to crush it.
Right.
But I would call this a legacy American lager.
You said this is
4.5.
Okay, so it's right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, there too. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm digging it. It's almost an homage to those old school cheap beers.
I think it's just being able to wrap your mind around like what they're trying to do, you know.
Now, since we met Straight to Ale years ago, They are also into distilling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool. Huh.
So they make an absinthe, a spiced rum, ooh, a whiskey, a gin, and a vodka.
I would be most interested in trying the absinthe.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And then they also have a karaoke bar called Lips Lounge.
You had me and then you lost me.
That I did not notice the last time I was there. Probably for the best.
I wish I could believe that, Drew. Something tells me.
I spent most of my time at Yellowhammer.
You are a karaoke guy with that deep basso virtuoso voice.
And then they also have a decent looking kitchen with like tacos and pretzels.
Do they do opera karaoke anywhere?
not by choice.
Operaoke?
Oh, not that by would choice. Be I think you just invented fun.
Something, Dave. Go open an operaoke right. bar.
Operaoke.
I think that might be my ticket. I think
it would have to be in Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Or Milan.
That's there you go. Okay.
Outside La Scala. But totally. They beat it up.
They win. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So in terms of Pilsners, the mouthfeel on this is a little creamy for me.
Yeah, I think Pilsner is a terrible name for this beer.
Okay.
It's just because when I hear Pilsner, I'm thinking German or Czech or you know, this is old school American Pilsner.
Okay.
So would you pay $14, $15 for a six pack of this when you can get a six pack of PBR for?
This should be a $10 six pack. But those are hard to find these days.
They are.
Do they even exist? I mean, anyways. Okay. We are going to rate this Chill Pils a 3 from Straight to Ale. Okay.
Yeah, I could drink that. I could drink a few of those, but
I wanted to like that one. I wanted to not like the first one, if that makes any sense.
Sure. No, I get it. Sure. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Well, now, last but certainly not least, we are going to move to Yellowhammer. Now, Yellowhammer is also in Huntsville, and like good old boy Drew was saying, is very close to like literally a stone's throw from Straight to Ale. And like Straight to Ale, they also make spirits now as well as beer. Did you guys know that?
Yeah. I did not.
Yeah. They have a vodka, a rum, a 95 spirit, which looks like it's a whiskey-ish of sorts. They got a bourbon and they got a single malt whiskey as well. But this first beer that we are going to talk about is the T-minus Tangerine Kolsch. This is 5.0% ABV. It is inspired by the famous powdered orange drink sent to space with America's first astronauts.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
It's very tangy.
Yes, mm-hmm. There is definitely an artificial note at the very back end of this to me.
And the can does have, you know, it looks like Saturn, it's except spacey. With the tangerine.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't look like Uranus.
I like this. Beer. Yeah. This is a summer crusher. I think the flavor's pretty good. It's a super clean beer. Yeah.
No, I like it, but do you get that note at the very end?
A little bit.
It's more on the front like, to me, the tangerine, the fake orange.
Well, no, I actually think the tangerine tastes pretty legit. I think it's where it transitions into just being a Kolsch, like where the citrus ends and it meets the rest of the beer. There's just this kind of weird note, like right there.
Like a drop off kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
I'm really digging it. I did not think it, you know, when I saw Tangerine Kolsch, it's like, I didn't think I was going to like that.
Kolsch is a very interesting beer.
Yeah. They're either really good or they're really bad.
Yeah.
It's hard to be in between with a Kolsch, but this is a really clean beer. The flavor, you know, it does have that tangy, that little tanginess, which I kind of like. When I was a kid, I loved tang.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was a Country Time lemonade boy myself.
No, I was all about tang.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Country Time.
Wanted to be an astronaut.
There you go.
Aw.
Did you also like the freeze-dried ice cream then?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
I had that once. That stuff was gross. Never had freeze-dried ice
cream? It's kind of weird, but you know.
I had it on a field trip to Huntsville at the NASA where you go and you could buy astronaut food. The
Space and Rocket Center. Yeah. Same.
Like freeze-dried. Yeah, it's so it was like Neapolitan ice cream, yep. But it was freeze-dried.
Like powder, basically.
Yeah.
You'd eat it with a, like a.
Like a stick of chalk.
Plastic yeah, stick or. Yeah. You know, like the
okay,
the,
we need it. Okay, what are we gonna rate the T minus?
A three.
Three, yeah.
Three. All right. Okay. Last but not least, we're gonna talk about the Rebellion again from Yellowhammer. This is a red lager, 5.4% ABV, inspired by German brewing traditions, but a true American hybrid.
That is dang good.
That is
really good. I love red lagers. Back in the day, Liney's made one. Loved it.
Yeah.
And you don't see these that much, though.
Nope. Yeah. Nobody makes red lagers.
All right, we're going to rate it a four.
Okay, we are rating it a four. Okay, this was a great episode.
Yeah, good job. Old school Alabama beer.
Yeah.
All right. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being with us today.
Pleasure being here. It was great.
Good old boy Drew, thanks so much for being here.
I will be back after I get done in Alabama.
Good old boy Dave.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.